This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
This is Thursday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon. Corn is still being pressured by a big crop. Soybeans and wheat exports are not enough to offset the negative. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at $4 to $4.19. Soybean bids were mixed at $12.49 to $12.73. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 4 cents lower at $4.07 to $4.23. Soybean bids were 3 to 9 cents lower at $12.56 to $12.71. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at $3.93 to $4.30. Soybean bids were 2 to 11 lower at $12.34 to $12.84. Wheat bids were 5 to 12 lower at $6.35 to $6.61. Illinois soybean processor cash corn bids were down 7 cents at $12.87 to $12.95. Basis was unchanged at 7 to 15 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.28.60 to $4.38.60, down $3.20 to $13.20, with basis mixed at $25 to $35 over the December. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were down 2 at $4.36 to $4.46, with basis unchanged to 8 to 18 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at $4.18 to $4.28, with basis up 1 to 3 at 10 under to option the December. Soybeans ended down 7 cents at $12.65 to $12.87, with basis unchanged to 15 under to 7 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at $4.36 to $4.45. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 4 to 7 cents, with quotations at $13.05 to $13.09. Soft wheat closed 2 to 8 cents lower at $6.88 to $6.93. Milo ended the day mixed at $4.68 to $4.69. Contract bids for producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state. Corn was $4.03 to $4.29. Soybeans for January at $12.40 to $12.66. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at $4.15 to $4.24, and soybeans for January delivery at $12.52 to $12.79. Corn for January delivery in the southern part of the state at $4.12 to $4.35, and soybeans for January delivery at $12.66 to $12.93. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys for the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $134.50, up $1.15. December live cattle, $132.72, down 40 cents. February live cattle, $134.20, down 2 cents. October feeder cattle were $165.32, up 10 cents. November feeder cattle, $164.37, down 57 cents. January feeder cattle, $163.67, down $1.12. December lean hogs were $89.17, down $1.22. February lean hogs, $92.02, down $1.07. April lean hogs, $93.37, down $1.07. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday, 31st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 98 cents lower in a range of 82.43 to 85.01 with a weighted average carcass price of 83.55. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading 2 to 3 higher with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 58 to 62, 4 to 5 weight at 60 to 66, 500 to 550 at 63 to 67, and over 550 at 64 to 69. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 58 to 64. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 11,341. The Greenville Livestock Auction for Wednesday, October 30th, had receipts of 718 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $4 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded four higher. Steers Choice at 128.50 to 133. Steers Select and Choice at 115.50 to 129. Holstein Steers Choice at 118 to 124. Holstein Steers Select and Choice at 108.50 to 117. Holstein Steers Large, Slaughter Heifers Choice 128.50 to 132. Heifer Select and Choice at 120 to 127. Slaughter Cows, Boners average dressing at 79 to 81. Leans average dressing at 71 to 79. Slaughter Bulls average dressing at 88 to 95.50 and low dressing at 75 to 87.50. Steers medium and large, 4 weight at 157, 6 weight at 161. Feeder Holstein Steers large, 3 weight at 127 to 136. And 6 weight at 111 to 112. Heifers medium and large, 3 weight at 160 to 170. 4 weight at 151 to 166. Heifers 5 weight at 151 to 160. Feeder bulls medium and large, 3 weight at 176 to 182. And 4 weight at 160 to 176. 5 weight at 159 to 165.50. And 6 weight at 141 to 151. The Schuyler auction report for Wednesday, October 30th, had receipts of 250. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 3 to 5 higher. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady. Steers choice 127 and a quarter to 136. Steers select at 121 and a quarter to 127. Heifers choice at 127 and a quarter to 133.50. And heifers select at 120 to 126.75. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 85.75 to 90 and a quarter. Breakers average dressing at 80.50 to 85.75. And boners average dressing at 73. And leans average dressing it at 60. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 85 to 89. And high dressing at 95.75 to 101.50. Feeder heifers medium and large 5 weight at 154. The walnut opening report for today, the 31st, had estimated receipts of 318. Slaughter heifers and steers were 3 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were 2 higher. Slaughter steers choice at 130.75 to 136. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 116 to 119. And slaughter heifers choice at 129 and a quarter to 133. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 132 and on a dress basis at 208 to 212. Heifers on a live basis traded at 131 to 132 and on a dress basis traded at 208 to 212. From the National Daily Pork FOB plant report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 302 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $94.05, which is $1.42 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $205.17, which was 51 cents lower, with select carcasses at $190.08, which was 1 cent lower. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 123,000 compared to 118,000 for last week and 121,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000 compared to 429,000 last week and 432,000 1 year ago. The Reals Wakely Hay Auction report for Wednesday, October 30th, had receipts of 204 bales, clover, orchard grass, premium quality small squares at 450 to 475, mixed grass, large squares, 2x3s, good quality at 15, large squares, 3x3s at 18, wheat, straw, small squares, good quality at 250 to 290. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.26. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.28. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.26. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.28. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.78. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.78. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.57. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.26, corn at Scottville is $4.26, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.78, and wheat at Scottville is $6.57. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and part one of the morning farm show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seed and by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yield. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing the field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Our local weather forecast for today: sunny skies, high temperatures in the upper 50s, with west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 30s, and for tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 50s. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday: partly cloudy with a chance of showers Tuesday, low temperatures in the low 40s, highs in the upper 50s. And over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Rich Henry of Staunton, 9-tenths of an inch of rain. 7-tenths of an inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 8-tenths of an inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, partly cloudy skies, 46 degrees on this Friday morning. Coming up next, we'll have part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, and we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Asgrow brand soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. When you are ordering your soybean seed this season, consider Asgrow on your farm. Listen to what Asgrow brands these farmers plant.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow brand soybeans. Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
Farmers are trying to wrap up this year's harvest season, and fields in the area are getting steadily more empty. But in some fields, you may see the greenery of cover crops popping up. Chris Reynolds with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District came in and we talked about local cover crops and some difficulties encountered with this season's weather.
Well, typically we like to recommend for guys to get their cover crops planted and get them out there somewhere before the September 15th date in order to get a good amount of growth on them before the first frosts come in. And this year, you know, it was, everything was a lot later, and of course it was a lot drier as well. And so that kind of created some challenges this year in getting some of the cover crops established. Last year was kind of an ideal year for cover crops because everything came out so early. Guys that were doing the cover crops last year were able to get them out there and get a lot of good growth on those crops before the frost came through.
So do you think that there will be a problem with this year's cover crops beating the first frost?
Well, I think our biggest challenge this year was getting the cover crops up. Some of the guys that we've worked with that aerial seeded cover crops, it was pretty dry whenever the seeding took place, and we've had, you know, variable amounts of success with some of those just because of the field conditions out there.
And more people seem to be at least showing more interest in cover crops. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's, you know, cover crops are really not something new. You know, this is something that, you know, our grandparents were doing, you know, years ago, and they just weren't really thinking about it. They were just doing it because it was good for the soil. It was good for the land. But I think, you know, as we get further along here and everyone's looking for how do we make our soil more productive and how do we increase our yields, and I think cover crops are one of the ways that on some of this land that we're going to find that it just makes sense. And every farm is different, and you know, people have to see how it's going to fit into their farming operation.
What do you think would be some good cover crops for people, especially in this area, to consider?
Well, typically we recommend, you know, if you're starting out your first time doing some cover crops, to try something that's going to winter kill out. Some of the biggest challenges with cover crops are trying to get them killed out the following year. So you hate for a producer to try cover crops their first year and have a bad experience. The tillage radishes are a good one to start out with a mixture of oats. Those things are going to kill out. Radishes, it takes a couple nights down in the 20 degree range before they actually will kill out, will frost out. But so those are some good ones to start out with. Then you don't have to worry about trying to take care of getting rid of them the next spring. The annual ryegrass is a good one to use in this area, and that's what most guys are doing, a ryegrass radish mix or a radish oat mix in this area. And there's just a lot of different combinations of seed out there, depending on what you're wanting to do. Cover crops have many uses. You know, you can look at just from the standpoint of erosion control on some of your highly erodible land to help stop that, but also, you know, increase productivity, better soil health, things like that. So it just kind of depends on what the producer's ultimate goal is.
And you guys are going to be having a field day coming up in a couple weeks for cover crops?
Yeah, we've partnered with the American Farmland Trust, and I think we're one of four counties in Illinois that has partnered with the Farmland Trust. We had a lot of interest this past winter from producers in our area who were wanting to do cover crops. And so the American Farmland Trust has partnered with us to do some promotional activities to try to promote cover crops, and we have had a huge increase in the number of producers that are interested in cover crops and also the number of producers that are actually putting cover crops on the ground. So we've decided to kind of have a field day this fall. We're wanting to have it a little bit later so we can see some of the different seeding mixtures that are out there, see what was successful this year. So we'll have some more information here hopefully coming up in the next week in regards to that field day. But we're looking at November 14th is going to be our days.
Again, that was Chris Reynolds with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. More than 56,000 FFA members from all 50 states are in Louisville for the 2013 National FFA Convention and Expo. During the convention, 9 general sessions will gather members together at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Students will also have countless opportunities to engage exhibitors from more than 450 corporations, organizations, and colleges at the expo. Leadership and personal growth workshops are also on the agenda. In addition, FFA members will tour Papa John's International Headquarters, Ford's Louisville Assembly Plant, the Kentucky Derby Museum, the Muhammad Ali Center, and more. FFA members participate in community service initiatives as well. And later today, I will have more updates from the National FFA Convention. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.